Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can somehow manage to make it through the day without farting so badly you get sued, you're doing okay.
Wow, that's a thing?
To Australia we go.
Okay.
Where?
Everything's bigger.
David has filed a lawsuit against his former company for bullying him while he was employed there, saying that his boss, Greg, who David referred to as Mr. Stinky. I'm not even lying. This is in the story.
Official document, Mr. Yes. Stinky?
Yes, he referred to his boss, Greg, as Mr. Stinky, was the biggest offender and regularly thrust his bum and farted in his direction.
This is official language of the night.
So David's saying that they were trying to kind of like make his work environment unpleasant enough that he would just quit.
Oh, so this was aggressive on purpose farting. Right. This was intentional distress.
David is claiming,
okay,
to which he's suing for about $1.2 million.
Well, that's a lot. Okay.
So,
all right.
He said that Greg,
a.k.a. Mr. Stinky,
farted at him.
At him. You fart at people? Okay.
5 to 6 times a day, and it was excessive. So bad he had to spray deodorant at his boss. Now, listen, one court already threw out the case, was like, listen,
I'm not going to entertain the case.
No, exactly. Mr. Stinky.
Okay.
Open a window.
All right.
It's not, you can't be bullied by someone farting in your direction.
Okay.
All right.
Can you fart in someone's direction? Can you I guess you can wave it.
Over, well, I don't know. Crop dust.
All right.
I used to think that you could smell it up before anybody got there.
That is impossible.
I know. That was my younger self thinking that was possible.
Uh-huh.
But another court of appeals is expected to decide the case this week.
Oh, he's still mulling it over.
So David filed
a
lawsuit.
He's got a chance.
Suing his former boss for over $1.2 million because of farting.
All right. So, okay. Wow. Any other employees jumping in the fray? Like Team Mr. Stinky, Team David?
Doesn't say.
Okay. But I feel like those could be like keys to the case.
That's your setting the bar, guys.
Wow.
If you can manage to make it through the day without dropping some wolf bait so bad that you get sued.
That's impressive.
You're doing okay.
That is, what are you eating, sir? Can we look at Greg's diet? AKA Mr. Stinky.
That is setting the bar.
All right.
On 99.7 DJX.